cancer services in Donegal over the last number of years in particular have been diminishing. The situation has been getting worse and worse. And I suppose I would go back to 2008, and at that particular point in time during the developer boom, there was a plan to have a private hospital in Letterkenny to provide cancer services. It was certainly mooted very prominently at the time that they would be open to provide radiation services to cancer sufferers, with, I suppose, the idea that people wouldn't have to travel to Dublin or indeed Galway for those services. And I suppose now we're back in a situation where the bust years, as we might say, are past, but the boom element things is possibly on the horizon again. And if that is the case, well, you know, the agenda very clearly in the past has been to support private hospitals in Letterkenny to provide cancer services, which should be properly provided by the public system.
Even though, as you said, we are in the recovery stage, have you any firm evidence, though, that would suggest that a proposal of a private cancer hospital is back on the table for Donegal?
It's my understanding that it's something that is being considered very strongly. And in that particular context, we do have to look going forward in terms of what the political approach to that might be. The approach of both indeed Fine Gael, the current government, and the previous Fianna Fáil governments has been not to put a ninth cancer care centre of excellence in Letterkenny to serve the people of Donegal. And instead, there have been certainly indications in the past that there would be political support for a private hospital rather than ensuring that the proper public services are in Letterkenny.